No, no, because when you sent me this mail, I was like, what are you talking about? First of all, the implication that I would try to present the idea that the second coming is imminent,
yeah,
that's a bridge too far. There was no first coming because there's no God.
Well, there is,
so it's going to be tough for him to come back. The reunion tour is going to be difficult if there was no band.
I didn't even understand his point for a long time. Like, I had to read it 3 or 4 times.
Well, and also, like, as soon as we complete a comic, I forget it. Like, I spent the whole drive here trying to remember which comic we had done.
I think the idea that we are worried about someone who says they want to kill 60% of the population.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous. I think that's an exaggeration.
So he thinks we're pro-Christian because we don't want them to be murdered.
See, my worldview, as I've suggested in the past, allows for a rich gradient of outcomes. I think that there is a point between murdering all Christians and supporting them actively.
You might call it a happy medium.
My suggestion is that we not kill them.
Yeah.
And
but that doesn't mean teach creationism in school.
Well, exactly.
there's some place between there.
A realm, just a flowing realm,
yeah.
Pastoral.
But I love that at first he saw the Jesus T-shirts and was like, I don't like that.
No. It isn't like it. He's like, well, all right, that's kind of ironic. That's savvy.
Yeah.
That's sort of mercenary. I like how they're taking their money.
Yeah. And now he's like, wait a second, don't murder Christians.
What?
I'm disappointed in Penny Arcade.
Well, should we enter it into the record? Should we enter this mail into the record?
Oh, read it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Gabe! !! I've been a big fan of PA since that first comic on Dynamics as Tribes. I shrugged it off when he started writing warm, fuzzy comics and shirts on Jesus. See, does he not understand that people who actually love Jesus hate those comics and shirts?
Yeah.
We made Jesus say bad words.
I guess that's lost on him.
We made Jesus say the F word.
Yeah.
And I don't mean fishes. I mean fishes and loaves.
Yeah. I think it says something that we were able to do one comic with Jesus and piss off people that both adore him and despise him.
Okay. Shirts on Jesus. Hoping you guys didn't really mean it and were just cashing in on the latest evangelical push. But even if you weren't, I was going to let it slide. Because we desperately need his fucking imprimatur. I need authorization from this person.
Is that like someone who goes to a school and then comes back?
Yeah, they come back. That's the school they went to, you fucking... All right. Now, in today's comic, you are attacking critics of Christianity, saying they are mentally unbalanced. Do you really think Christians can compete with any civilized people on mental health? Should have seen it coming. You guys seem to show a preference for ignorance over worldliness, celebrating antisocial behavior and hatred for seemingly random concepts or people. I've been reading your site for 8 years. I feel totally betrayed today. I wonder if he's going to kill us.
You think he might?
Maybe he... If we are Christians...
Well, no. Here's the thing I'm wondering. Do you think he's being sarcastic?
I don't know.
It's so hard to tell in email. That's the problem with the internet.
Well, there are many problems. There are many problems.
But its inability to convey sarcasm, I think, is one of them.
Its inability to convey true meaning, I think, is a serious challenge. Serious challenge for the medium, perhaps, going forward.
But this is a good lesson, though. Like, if you want to send us an email, don't be sarcastic. Because we won't get it.
Yeah, I wouldn't even... No sentences. In fact, I would send bullet point lists.
Yeah. Item by item.
Like this comic.
Didn't like this comic.
Would like more in this vein.
Yeah. I know, because at the beginning, it almost seems like it could be sarcastic.
I love the idea that he's like, listen, are you guys fucking Christians, whatever? And then at the end, he's like, I have to ask, are you also creationists? Well, yes, I think that would follow.
Yeah, see, it's
I believe in Jesus and God, but I don't think he really made the world. I don't know.
At the end, he gets a little weird, and that's what the end part is what makes me think he might be serious. I mailed him back and asked him if he was serious.
Yeah, but you often do that. I think it's just like a way to insult people.
I was really curious on
really?
This one. Like,
okay.
Because if he was serious, then if he was being sarcastic, then I could sort of, you know, I could blow it off. But if he's serious, that's really weird. It's weird either way. If he's being sarcastic, that's a lot of work to be sarcastic.
But it's like, do we appreciate that? Like that level of dedication?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know.